This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Perhaps a close relationship, friendship, has ruptured. I've never heard anyone use the word rupture with a friendship. I just share this parenthetically. I read an interesting article by a psychologist talking about the phenomena of Facebook and how that Facebook has been the ruiner of many a relationship. We think Facebook is great, but it causes jealousy and it causes resentment. And there are things that happen via and through the venue of Facebook. I started to say Spacebook, but Facebook. Maybe we should call it Spacebook. But Facebook, that relationships are over and people say, I'll never speak to him again. I'll not only defriend him, I'll have nothing to do with him. I'll have nothing to do with her. Isn't it interesting? And then he went on to talk about how devastating it can be in some people's lives when they have a friendship that goes south. Man, we were good buddies. He didn't even speak to me. She was one of my best friends and she has nothing to do with me. And there's an emotional traumatic experience that can come out of that. And Brian Bill is right that maybe you've had a close relationship that's ruptured. And then he says this, maybe your childhood was filled with more abuse than affirmation. Interesting way of putting it. Maybe your childhood was filled with more abuse than affirmation. And he says this, what do you do when you're faced with an avalanche of agony? And you feel like God is playing hide and seek with you? I'd like to suggest today that it's okay to declare your doubts and lament about your loss. Some of you think that Christians shouldn't question God, and so you keep your concerns bottled up. Friend, it's much better to ask God where he's been than it is to wear your spiritual smiles and act like everything's going well when you know good and well it's not. Follow the prayer paradigm of the psalmist because they will validate and normalize your sadness, your hurt, your alienation, your questions, your doubts, your anger, and your confusion. Then he writes this, which is really appropriate to this whole series. Live in the Psalms. Read the Psalms. Pray the Psalms. Pray the Psalms. That's what we've been doing for the last 7 weeks. Write them out, sing them. And he's absolutely right. My hope is in you. Here's the point I want to make. If you're going to go on with anything else, it's this. Sooner or later, every man comes to the definitive moment in his life where he recognizes where his hope really is. Sooner or later, a woman will come to the place in her life and hopefully it's not her deathbed or his deathbed where they realize where hope really is. And all I'm asking you to do is decide that my hope is in the Lord right now. My hope is in the Lord right now. And I really believe that can be a powerful moment in your life. When you get alone today, and I'm not suggesting that is some, you know, false exercise and knowing, wink, wink, that nobody's going to do this. I really believe that people will do it. I believe you're going to do it and I'm going to do it. We're going to get alone with Psalm 39, and you're going to say in the corner of your room, by the bedside, wherever you go, a closet, the garage, wherever, show me, O Lord, my life's end. Then you pause and let the Lord and through his Holy Spirit speak to your heart and your spirit. Show me the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. And then you come to verse 7. And if you haven't already, I'm going to ask you this, to fall on your knees and say, my hope is in you. My hope is in you, Lord. You know what? God will honor that humble act more than you will ever imagine. Not because you'll do it out of some dramatic effect, but because it really is true in your life. My hope is in you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.